have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, whenever you hit that play button, I am so glad you did. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. How are you doing out there? Making so many new friends. Unbelievable. Just blown away by the number of people that I have been attracting into my world. Just a few weeks ago, it was about 1,200 people that we were reaching out to on our business page on social media, on Facebook, at Success Ocean, by the way. Stephen J. Kuzmina, Success Ocean International, is where you can find that if you're not already connected with it. And just recently, I mean, we're approaching 6,000 right now, so in a very short period of time, like 2 weeks. So really, really thrilled with that. Welcome to you, my new listeners. It is my purpose and my passion to share with you success and prosperity principles. Because as my mentor, coach, and teacher says, Mr. Bob Proctor, maybe you know Bob from the movie The Secret, he says that the only limits in our life are those that we impose on ourselves. Now, I know I have listeners all over the globe, and I know I have listeners that are perhaps in a country where their conditions are less than desirable, where they look around and they know deep within their heart that they're called to be, do, and have something more. So it is my mission to reach out to you to help lift you, not with a handout, but offering a hand up through the way we think. Because it is with the power of our mind, it is by taking matters into our own mind that we can rise above conditions of poverty or the appearance of poverty. Because when we look within, we're all created equal. We are all created richly blessed. And when we cultivate the inner passion and desire that we were put here to do, to express, those riches begin to flow so quickly. It's absolutely amazing. You know, Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, said, when riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where they have been hiding during all those lean years. So this is a message if you are looking to your condition, your circumstance, your situation, and just saying, sometimes I feel like it's hopeless. Get out of that mindset, okay? Because conditions, situations, and circumstances are temporary. We are in control of us. We are in control of one thing, and that is our mind and the thoughts that we think. It's time to start taking responsibility. Yes, we may see conditions that are less than favorable, but we have the opportunity to rise above them by thinking a different thought, by thinking thoughts of abundance. Bob Proctor, again, my mentor, says, see yourself living in abundance and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person. You have to close your eyes and see yourself, visualize yourself living in abundance. Visualize yourself living the life you would love to live. See it in your mind's eye. Be the star of your own movie that you put together on the movie screen of your mind. See your entire life with this specific detail. What do you look like? What are you wearing? See yourself in the fine clothes. See yourself pursuing your passion with excellence. Put the feeling tone into it. Feel it real. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to be living your dream? Play it all out on this movie in your mind. It's one of the most powerful things you can do, is to develop this image of the life you would love to live and let it play over and over and over again in your mind. Over and over again in your mind. There's a story of a young boy in one of Dr. Wayne Dyer's books that was born to poverty in a family of 12, and he was one of the youngest, and all he wanted to do was become a doctor. And since he was a very young boy, he just always imaged himself becoming a doctor. He thought about it all day long. When he went to sleep at night, he closed his eyes and he pictured himself as a doctor. In the morning, he did the same thing, and all day long, he pictured himself as a doctor. He visualized himself doing what a doctor does. And he rose above that poverty. And he eventually became a doctor, the first one in his family to get a college education and a higher advanced education. It's just amazing. You have to see yourself living in abundance. You will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person. This power of visualization is so very important. It's so key to all our success, all our prosperity. And I am so fascinated in it because it has worked wonders in my life. It has moved me from a place of feeling like I was absolutely worthless to a life of success and prosperity and living the life, getting to do what I want to do every day, day in and day out. So much so, when I went back to school for my advanced metaphysical degrees, my doctoral dissertation is on the power of visualization. And if you'd even like a copy of that, I'd be happy to send it to you, but you have to get me a message and get me your email, because it's quite lengthy. My master's thesis was on the power of our subconscious mind. So when we combine this power of our subconscious mind and the power of visualization, it is so very, very powerful. So don't look to the conditions. Don't look to the situations and circumstance. Visualize the life you would love to live. Start with Thanksgiving. Start with what you can be thankful for right now, no matter what the conditions look like. Because we can all find something to be grateful for, and that will shift our vibration immediately. Besides, how can we want more if we're not happy with what we already have? No matter how little it seems to be, no matter how meager it seems to be, we have to start to be grateful. And we shift that vibration, and then more good starts to come, because one thought leads to another thought. Bob says, the only limits in our life are those we impose upon ourselves. This morning, I wanted to talk briefly, and we'll probably carry this over into the next episode, but I wanted to talk of what's supportive of what I just shared with you, and that is affirmations that support what we are visualizing. As we move out of our visualization, for instance, obviously, we can't walk through our whole day with our eyes closed and just playing that movie over and over again, but we can stay in the feeling tone and the energy, because it's the feeling, it's the emotion that we attach to that movie to that visualization that sinks down into the subconscious mind. That's what actually shifts our vibration too when it comes to living the life we would love to live. So we can hold the thoughts of this movie with us all day long. We can walk like the young boy I shared the story of. He walked every day in the energy that he is, in fact, a doctor now. Not sometime in the future, because our subconscious mind only knows the present tense right now. So he walked in the energy, affirming, I am a doctor. I am a medical doctor all day long. And that's how we can work with affirmations. But what I wanted to get at today is that people have asked me about affirmations and the work we do. And when I say the work we do, I'm speaking of myself and my wife, Tanae. We are Proctor Gallagher consultants, and we facilitate many programs, one of which, our most intense program, is Thinking Into Results. We would love to have you in that with us. It is transformational. But what I'm sharing about is this whole thing of affirmations have come up, and it can be a little bit tricky. And questions have come up, and I've gotten questions on social media as well in the past. And sometimes people struggle with how to form their affirmations. They have to be done correctly and properly. Otherwise, we're sending a message to our subconscious mind of exactly what we don't want. That's right. We can put an affirmation together, think we're doing something so good, and we're actually attracting the very thing we don't want. I saw somebody, this was years ago, but you hear it all the time, check this out. I saw somebody said, oh, you know what, I'm not quite sure because it was a few years ago, and said, oh, everybody's around me sick, and my family's sick, and I normally would get sick too, but I've been affirming, I am not going to get sick. I am not going to get sick. I am not going to get sick. Well, you know what? That is the surest way to assure that you're going to get sick. Your subconscious mind doesn't hear the not, I am not going to get sick. All your subconscious mind hears is, I am getting sick. So you have to, and it's attached with that feeling and emotion in her case, and of course she got sick, or the flu, or whatever was going around back then, because she was planning that in her subconscious mind with feeling. Yes, she wanted to stay healthy so bad, but that feeling tone was getting attached to the words and the vibration of, I am sick. The subconscious doesn't know the negative part of that. It just hears the affirmations of the action items within that affirmation. So the same thing with losing weight. We don't say, I am so happy and grateful I lost 10 pounds. Whatever we lose, we're going to find it, right? If we lost something, it's going to come back to us. So we don't say, I'm so happy and grateful I lost 10 pounds. We affirm the weight we want to be as now, because we already are that, right? So for instance, I affirm, I am so happy and grateful, I now weigh 173 pounds. See the difference? I'm not giving any weight, or no pun intended, I am not giving any power to what I don't want, saying that something must be lost, that something's here, because I'm actually claiming that. I'm claiming that I have an extra 25 pounds that I want to lose, or I've lost 25 pounds, or I am losing weight, I hear people say. You're not losing. You have to affirm and be in the energy that it's that of what you are, of it's already done, not some point in the future. Because look at the reality of it. If you're 200 pounds now and you want to be 173 pounds, you affirm the 173 pounds that you already are. It's already in there, right? If you're 200, 173 is already in there. We just have to dissolve the other 27 pounds that we don't want. So we affirm what we want. I am so happy and grateful I am 173 pounds, or whatever it is you want. You don't affirm, I am so happy and grateful I lost 27 pounds. chances are you'll gain 27 pounds if you do it that way, because that's what you're giving your subconscious mind to work with. So you have to be very careful. You might want to look at some of the work of Louise Hay, one of the greatest when it comes to forming affirmations properly. For instance, if we say we want more love in our lives, right? We don't affirm that the people that don't like me and people that hate me are going to start loving me. All our subconscious mind is hearing is that negativity of those words. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms, right? Louise Hayes has an affirmation that says, I am beautiful and everybody loves me. It's as simple as that. See the difference of the energy and the tone of that? And what about that love? It starts with us. Louise Hay has another affirmation. Start with loving you. I am comfortable looking in the mirror saying, I love you. I really love you. Say that to yourself day in and day out. I love you. I really love you. Look in the mirror and say that. There are so many of them. Look up Louise Hay's. Louise Hay, I keep wanting to put an S on there and there's no S, Louise Hay affirmation. If it's for health, instead of like the lady, the story I just shared, you would affirm, I am so happy and grateful. I am so happy and grateful. I am whole, healthy, and complete, and feeling good about life and living. All is well in my world. And on it goes. We look at another one from Louise Hay. I deserve the best and I accept it now. All my needs and desires are met before I even ask. See how she phrases that? She doesn't affirm, I am no longer living in poverty. I am no longer living in debt. I mean, that's the surest way to make sure that debt stays with you. That's the surest way to make sure poverty stays with you, because you're actually affirming it even though you don't think that you are. So pay attention to the words you speak. Pay attention to how you form affirmations. Here's a great one when talking about sickness there for a moment. Louise Hay again, I am in perfect health. Affirm that, because that really is your nature. Perfect health. You weren't created with disease. You weren't created with illness. You were created perfect, whole, and complete. It's in there as your essence. So affirm what you already are. I am in perfect health. If you are in one of those conditions of poverty and you are looking sometimes at the hopelessness of the situation that I just shared with you as temporary, affirm, I am an open channel for creative ideas. And clear your mind, take your focus off of that which you don't want, the conditions, the situations, and the circumstances. And as you visualize what you do want, affirm, I am an open channel for creative ideas. And those creative ideas will begin to flow into your life and lift you out of the temporary conditions, circumstances, and situation that you are in. I could go on and on and on about this subject, but we are out of time for today. But really think about this. This is another good one to rewind. And if you need help with this, reach out, share a comment, shoot me an email, shoot me something in Messenger, call me on the phone, send a carrier pigeon or smoke signal. Wherever you are in the world, I am reachable. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation about what you're visualizing in your life. I would love to hear what the life of your dreams looks like. I would love to help you get there, because whatever it is you want, you can do it. And I can help you get there, because it's all done by law. And it's not just the law of attraction. That's one of them, but that's a secondary law. We have to get an understanding and familiar with and cooperate with the primary laws. It starts with some of the things I just shared today. Go back and listen again. Hey, share this with your friends, with your relatives, those that you think might be stuck. And perhaps this will be a starting point for them. By sharing this and the good that you're sharing, all that good will come back to you. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, Dr. Cause and Effect, coming at you and thanking you for listening. We'll see you next time on the next episode.